Today's top stories. I'm Tona Takadila. Two children aged 3 and 4 have died after eating cassava at Korokoko village in the Indiona constituency of Kavango East on Monday. Police confirmed the incident, adding that 5 other family members who also consumed the cassava are now hospitalized. Reports show that over the past 2 years, suspected food poisoning has caused 21 deaths in the region, often linked to improperly prepared traditional food. Namibia's startup ecosystem ranks 2nd in Southern Africa and 85th globally for fostering entrepreneurship and innovation, while it offers a stable and secure environment. Challenges such as limited infrastructure, market access and funding remain. Director of SME Compete, Danny Mayer.
We need to find ways to keep people who have started a business in business. The failure rate for startups remains far too high. Focus should be on viability and sustainability. And that remains the challenge. And those challenges are easily overcome by addressing problems such as the business unfriendly environment, the regulatory requirements. It's beyond the ability of many of the startup entrepreneurs to cope with that. So those the challenges, but it's great to see that Namibia is doing so well in terms of the ecosystem for startups.
The Dutch government has collapsed following a row over the country's immigration policy. The far-right PVV party has withdrawn from the coalition, toppling the government less than a year after taking power.
In a social media post, PVV leader Geert Wilders said, "No signature for our asylum plans, no changes to the main outline agreement. PVV leaves the coalition." This follows an ultimatum presented last week where he called for stricter asylum measures, including deporting Syrians on temporary visas. Prime Minister Dick Scoof's government no longer has a majority, which could trigger fresh elections. Migration has become a major political issue across Europe. This week, a German court rejected the government's efforts to deny asylum seekers at border points. William Denslow, Brussels.
And finally, Salma Kamania has made the country proud on the global stage, placing in the top 8 at the 72nd Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad, India. Kamania also secured the title for second runner-up in Africa. Here she is talking about what the achievement means for not only her, but the country.
My message for young girls, whoever wants to enter this space, just know that it is going to test your character. But if you're up for the challenge, it can also refine your character. But you have to make sure that you're coming to it for the right reasons. I always say, you know, the purpose is at the forefront of what I'm doing. It's not about the crown. It's not about the glitz and the glam. I have social causes that I'm extremely passionate about, and I truly want to contribute towards the development landscape of Namibia as a whole. And that's at the forefront of my journey always, because sometimes if the pressure gets you, you can crack. But it's important to remind yourself of why you're doing it.
The Miss World crown went to Miss Thailand. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.